881news@gmail.com. Information is powerful, but only to the targeted listening audience. Here at KAYT, we want to help you get the word out. Send your public service announcement ASAP.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Chapter 5. I'm going to read all these verses, but this is for the youth as well as the adults as well, but this is for the youth. Amen?
Amen.
Mark Gospel chapter 5, verse 1. I hear some pages still turning, and I will wait. Everyone had to say amen.
Amen.
And they came over unto the other side, unto the sea, into the country of the Galilee. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had plucked asunder by him, and fetters broke in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. All night, verse 5 said, and day, he was in the mountain and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stone. God Almighty. But when he saw Jesus afar, he ran and worshiped him. I'm going to say it again. He ran and worshiped him. And cried out with a loud voice, saying, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said, come out, as Jesus thought, of the man, thou unclean spirit. All right. Jesus, he asked and said, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. You may be seated. When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. Say it again, Brother Baptiste, Miss Ann. When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. I can remember back in this youth day now, I'm going on, but I love to know whenever I get up to preach God's word, I pray before I get up, and I pray when I sit down. Right. I've been doing that for 29 years, and I got to know that it's not me, it's great as he that's in me, that's doing the work. Definitely. You have to notice something. I'm talking to the young people now, that the young generation on today ain't like on yesterday. Amen. You see, when we used to go to church, we used to have to hold hands. And we had to go to BTU. Yeah. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
And when we get home, we had to tell mama and grandmama and dad what we learned. And if we didn't, you know what was going to happen. What no child abuse did. What no somebody going to a jailhouse and all that old crazy stuff. I had a young lady the other day, she came to me with a ticket now, you know, got it. And she said, I've been to jail because, I what you went to get? Or she said, because I woke my child. She was choking me again. I said, good God Almighty, what kind of stuff is this? You know, back in the day, when we was coming out, Sister Hardaway, the old folks, when they get ready to see some rain, they would tell us, sit down, and they close those mills up. Because they say the Lord is doing his work. Some of you remember that, don't you? Come. Some of you remember that, huh? See, when we got out of line, we not only got a whooping at the house, but Miss Carlin and all the rest of those dynamic soldiers gone with the Lord, they whooped us too. And when we got home, we got a double portion. Amen. I said all that to say this, Eugene. I want to thank Mom, Grandmama, and Dad for whooping my behind, because it made me a better person. I know how to say yes, sir, no, ma'am. I know how not to call a female out their name, because Mama used to always say, look, if you can't get along with that young girl, you let her go her way, and you go eat. God's good, ain't it? Ain't God good? All the time. And then, I'm going to say this, and we're going on to the word. But look what happened. When we come from South Alexandria Elementary, where Mr. Thomas Ellis was the principal, we didn't have no rice and gravy and steaks and all this other stuff. We might have had some stuff they call couscous. Oh, yeah. Somebody said, that's good. And then, look, Brother Meeks, if we didn't want it, you know what Grandma said? Well, that's all we got. No, we're going to go outside and play, do our homework, then we're going to go outside and play for a little while. And then we're going to come on back in the house before it gets too dark. See, we got to chop the wood, we got to go get some coal off. Let me tell you something. Training up a child about to say in the Lord is the best way. Because when that child get up from side, he may or she may spray away a little bit, but sooner or later, they gonna remember. Ain't God good? Here you have this young boy in the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Mark. But not only do you have this young man, Jesus spoke over in chapter 4 and around the 35th verse. He says, let us pass over to the other side. Now, he didn't tell them disciples that they're going to have some trouble. He don't tell us all this headache that he's going to go through. Because I can remember, Sister Hardaway, when God called me 30-some years ago, I said, no, Lord, you don't want me. You got me mixed up with another Eugene Stevens. See, some went and some were sent. Hello, somebody. I'm going to say it again. Some went and some were sent. I didn't ask for this. And I ain't buying this pulpit and I ain't all this. I didn't ask for this. God called me at the water fountain one day and asked me, and he asked me in a so tender, mercy voice, so I had to say yes to the call. Let me tell you something. When God speaks to you, no matter what you're going through, you stand on what God said and say, Lord, use that. Ain't God good? Let us pass over to the other side. Let me tell you something. God has brought me a mighty, mighty long way. When they talk about me, I'm still praying for them. When they laugh in my face, they used to call backstab. I'm trying to help these young folks. Don't worry about what people say. You just keep your eyes. The scripture says, I lift up my eyes unto the heat, from which cometh my help. All come from the Lord. All of my help and all of your help come. There's somebody that just came through these doors this morning in here that's going through some trials and tribulations. But I come to tell you that the Lord said, hang on in there, weeping may endure for a night. But joy coming in the night. Now you might have to wait a little while, but praising while you wait, because praising brings on blessings from. The Bible says, and I won't be long. The Bible says they came over to the other side of the sea. Jesus had just gotten dealing with a stone. Us Christians, we're going to have to deal with issues every day of our life. Some going to be good. Some may make you cry. But keep your hands in the Lord's unchanging hand. And I'm going to tell you something. When you as a Christian, you got to know one thing. You're going to get hit from all sides. Maybe from your family. Maybe from your brother. Maybe from your sister. Somebody will always try to make you aggravated because you're trying to have a peace of mind. Here this young man here. As you look at the text, the Bible said that he had been away from his family. And you know some children, they run away. Amen. And sometimes some children just run away because they want to be grown before time. You know some people like that? And then they got some children want to tell the parents what to do. You know some people like that? They're all up in your Kool-Aid, everybody else's Kool-Aid, and can't even make a A on a test, but they want to tell the parents what to do. But you got to know one thing. Just because you're trying to be grown before time, when you do get grown, you ain't gonna win. Ain't God good? When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. So much we go through. And I know some people's hearts is heavy on this morning because I can pick it up. Let me tell you something. Me and the Lord, I don't play with the Lord. He ain't nothing to be played with. When I was in the street, when he was calling me, I was running from him. I said, Lord, you too holy for me. I got to go get my drink on. I got to go to the cave. Leave me alone because you got the wrong person. Yeah, man, you is holy. I had that much sense. Some people so crazy to that shame. Leave me alone, Lord. You got the wrong Eugene Stevens. He said, no, and he left me alone for a while. But oh, he came back with the Holy Ghost. Something that somebody, a lot of people say they got a form of godly, but not a godly. That's what Paul said. Amen. But if you look back in the text, the Bible said that this man, young man, had been in the tomb crying and cutting himself all day and night. And I know he had some friends because if you look a little bit, the Bible says, who had his dwelling among the tomb. And look what it said, and say, no man. So that lets us know that he had a job at one time. That lets us know that he paid taxes at one time. And I'm going to stop there for a question mark. Grandma used to always say, you can be up today and down tomorrow. You know, sometimes I'm going to tell you, church, that when you're going through something, God is trying to see how you're going to handle the situation. He know what you're in need of, but he don't like you grumbling and mumbling. As I heard Brother Lee say, we all got to be on one accord. You better ask in the book of Acts, while they were sitting on one accord, that's how the Holy Ghost came to you. You know what scared me so? I don't share it with my wife, but I get the word. Because I know God put the word in me. They used to call me a guru man. And God got tired of messing with me. He just put it in my heart. See, when the word is in your heart, and the heart is in the word, that's what St. John 15:7 says, if you abide unto my word, and my word abide unto you, then you shall ask what you will. But I saw him say this. He said in Luke chapter 14, around like the 28th verse, he said, much is given, much is required. And see, he gave me a lot, and I'm not ready. But I'm scared on that day because he gave me a lot, and sometimes look like I done fell short sometimes. You don't be like that sometimes. You know God has been good to you, over good to you. And
you ever been like
that? Well, I'm just going to talk about Eugene Stevens. And that's what I get kind of sad now and then because I got to give an account for when I stand in judgment. Because the Bible says judgment going to begin in 1 Peter 4, and I think I'm at 19 verse. It says judgment going to begin at the house of God. And if the righteous says, and he says, where should I?
I didn't ask for this, Brother Baptiste. I want to stay out there with the hooking cow. Hello, somebody. Boy, those gin and juice taste good, don't they? Mm-hmm. Sipping on gin and juice. Listen to that Teddy Pinning. Come on, somebody. I think I'm a little lady. What you say, God?
Yes, sir.
If we can't laugh and come in here, where else we can laugh at? We can't go to Club 1318. We've been on dance floor all night long, jumping and shouting. They sleep now. Yeah. I ain't lying. Y'all know I ain't lying. Because you know why I've been there. And some of you have been there too. But you just don't want to say it. When I stand up to preach, I'm going to tell it just like it is. What you see is what you get. I'm not trying to be nobody big. I'm not trying to be nobody small. I'm just trying to tell somebody about the goodness of God. Whatever you're going through, God can turn it around when he gets ready. Right here. Look back at it.
He's up to something.
He's up to something. Because he said, let us pass over to the other side. The disciples, they was calm-minded. They didn't know, you know, they was just, you know, they saw him do all these miracles, and they didn't even believe in him themselves. If you want to keep on reading the gospel, they didn't believe in him. But one thing Jesus did, he didn't have to prove nothing to nobody. And you Christian people today, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody. Just stay on one accord, and God will drop the man of God in your spirit.
I know what I'm talking about. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. This is God anyway. God's business is God's business. And your business is your business. Just say, Lord, have your way. And whoever you send us, let us receive him. Because whoever you send, it ain't going to be nobody that's going to tell you all of those be dictators, get all of them. It's going to be somebody that's going to work with you.
And not go against you. I know what I'm talking about. Been there and done and got a t-shirt. Peter and John said, look ye out of monks and choose you a seven of a good people. In other words, they said, we can't serve a table. In other words, they didn't worry about no money. And my job ain't to talk no money. My job is to teach, preach, bury, marry, and carry. That's my job. Yeah. No way you can go and say about Reverend Stevens did something crazy. Because the book tells me. If I follow the manuscript, if we follow this manuscript, we'll be all right. Yeah. But back to the text. Back to the text, and I'm trying to encourage somebody. I'm trying to encourage these kids, as the young lady did say, and as Brother Meeks, to encourage these kids. Keep on keeping on, because you're going to have a great crown, not only on the other side, but this side too. If you keep on serving the Lord here at the church, you will bring somebody else to the church. They all go together. That's what the four old folks say. All, when all of God's children get together, what a time. What is it? Because he had often been bound with fetters. We're on the radio, y'all. And the fetters had been plucked asunder. What? This man was something, wasn't he? Let me tell you something. To you young Afro-American females, don't let the little boys put no birds up in your tummy. I got a bird to put you in. Oh, You remember that guy was saying, y'all got a bird or a fly to put in your ear. Tell him, say, no, put it in your ear. The fly I got is Jesus. Hello, somebody. That's what he got.
They'll leave you alone. If they come back, tell them, say, I got a snake to put in your ear.
They'll show them to leave you alone. They say, that's a girl crazy. No, she ain't. She's trying to make something out of herself. She ain't trying to be grown before time.
Because that he had been plucked, Baptiste, often bound with feathers, Brother Hartwell, and the chain, look what it say, had been plucked a son of not. Now who was born? By him. And the feathers broke wet in pieces. And then it said, could no man. Some things you do, can't nobody do it, help you but Jesus. When you got bills overdue, and you're trying to send your child to college, and trying to make something out of them, and trying to let them lead, and showing them that, hey, the right way, the old devil always want to throw a monkey wrench in there, don't you? But you need to tell the Lord, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the.
You got to talk back to the devil.
And then it drops down to say the angel of the Lord encamped around about them that trusted him and delivered them out of all their fears. Ain't God good? And then he said in the 8th verse of the 34th chapter of Psalm, he said, oh, taste and see that the Lord.
Yes, God.
You're going to have some trials, church. You're going to have some tribulations, church. But I didn't come here but for one thing, to lift up you up. To tell you that there's a brighter day ahead. Just keep on praying on bending knees.
Yes,
and God will in his time.
Yes,
that's him right there. That's him. But you have to notice one thing. God's timing ain't your time. He come quick sometimes.
Yes, he does.
And sometimes he'll tell you, you know, we love the, as the church, don't get mad, we love the, got to see this and got to see that and got to see this. But you ought to know who's who in this open their mouth. You ought to know who's real and who ain't real.
That's it.
Yeah, man.
When they come to me with tickets and all that stuff, I know they don't mean me no good, but I still show the love of Christ in it. You got to show the love of Christ, whether it's good or bad, because what? We are Christians. We are set apart, picked on and picked out. We are peculiar people. That's what First Peter 2:9 says. For we are holy gentlemen, a holy nation, royal priesthood. That's what the Bible says, don't
it? Yes, sir.
Come on, y'all. Drop down. I'm trying to drop down. Look what it says in verse 6. He said, but when he saw Jesus, afar, he ran and worshiped him. You see, worshiping and praising, Brother Meek, is two different things. Praising him is when I got a new color, Kevin. I got a new dress. But worshiping him is when you ain't got a lot of food in your box. When you got some mind, eggs, and bread. Hello, somebody. Somebody don't know about that. You got some friends that'll come to your house and eat up all your cornflakes and milk and go on back there being an old baby kid. Yeah, a lot of them. In the song you go up, hell on somebody. I ain't forgot where I come from. But let me tell you something. They want to tell you what to do. Eat up all the milk. Eat up all the whole head cheese. I'm going to that whole head cheese myself.
Come on with it, dog.
Mama, I'll be back. No, don't come back no more. You done done enough. Don't come back no more. Yeah, they come the next day with all those baggage and use up all the washing power. Use up all your stuff. You got to go back to the store and buy something because they ain't you. This you, Dan. Ain't this you, Dan, Brother Betty?
Yeah.
Okay. When you're up, when you're down to nothing, God's up to something.
Yeah.
He ran and worshiped. But you have to look at something else in him. The Bible says, Sister Hardwell, and cried with a loud voice. You see, some people are in situations they ain't have nothing to do with. And they don't know how to get out of them situations, what you call them storms.
Yeah.
But you know that God works in mysterious ways. Because Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord according to his purpose, which is in Christ Jesus. Come on. And then he drops down again and says, for if I'm faithful, who can be against you? Yet though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, in Psalms 23:4, I will fear no evil. And I like verse 5. He says, thou prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemy, and my cup.
All of us got a cup, don't we? You got a cup. I got a cup. And not only do you have a cup, but all of us have a cross to bear. Every day of our life. Let's not hold you too long. As I look in the text says, Jesus had asked this boy, what is thy name? And the boy couldn't answer for himself, but the demons say, for we are men. But I think about grace and mercy. What woke us up this morning? I think about the 15th verse of that chapter. If you turn and look to it, they had came to Jesus. They begin to see in the 15th verse of that chapter, they begin to see that Jesus had showed up and showed up. And God, they hadn't seen where the Lord had helped this boy out of the grave, though. Even the swine began to ask the Lord to send him into the swine. But the swine didn't want to have nothing to do with the devil. They ran off a steep and choked themselves. And here come the multitude looking at Jesus, sitting with this boy, clothed in his sound right now. I want to thank God today for my sounding right now. Ain't God all right? I say, ain't God all right? I'm going to tell you, church, to keep your hands in God's unchanging hands. He may not come when you want him to come, but he's always on time. I read in the Word where they say, weeping is good for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Thank God. I was seeking in sin, but the Lord went way down and pulled me up 31 years ago. And I've been running, seeing what the end gonna be. Because the Lord said in 1 Corinthians 15 and 58, if you stay fast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain, I don't want my labor to be in vain. Thank God.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 3.